Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Time for our weekly visit from Amy Newmark. Amy is responsible for those great Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And in a moment, we're going to deal with loved ones who have Alzheimer's from the perspective that Amy has in editing all these Chicken Soup for the Soul books. That's up next here on Good Day.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to get your kids to respect you? Not as tough as it sounds. And all it takes is the science behind a really good quote. Solon the Great, who was Archon Mayor of the city of Athens, advised parents as follows. Reprove your child privately and commend your child publicly. Reprimanding, scolding, chiding, admonishing, correcting, yelling at. Do not recommend that one. And disciplining should be a private experience between parent and child. Censoring a child in public is extremely humiliating to the child, and the child loses respect for your parenting abilities. What's the cheap psychological trick? To gain the respect of your child, respect your child publicly, keep discipline private, and you know what? They'll respect you in public and in private. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Today on App Check, Fresh Food Finder locates farmers markets near your current location. But what good is it without days of the week and hours of operation? Come on, Fresh Food Finder. Struck out.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Funny, filthy, and completely up. Rogan and Efron make Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising worth pledging. But me!
The Lonely Island's dope new movie is now playing. Andy Samberg is Connor for real and pop star. Never stop, never stopping. Rated R.
All right, now 55 past the hour. Happy to have Amy back with us again. Amy Newmark from the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Here's something from the book Chicken Soup for the Soul, Living with Alzheimer's and Other Dementias. This strategy that you describe in here for managing conversations with people who are going down this long, lonely path. This can't have been a pleasant thing for you to put together, Amy.
It wasn't, but boy, did I learn a lot. And it's not just helping you talk to people with Alzheimer's, but talking to anyone who has memory issues. And here's the number one thing that I learned from creating this book. The tip is, don't try to correct somebody who has dementia. If they are in a new reality, go there and join them in that new reality. There's no point trying to correct them as long as they're not trying to do something that's unsafe.
So under the circumstances, this is a problem that goes very far and very deep with people. A lot of folks don't understand. We were talking earlier about brains being examined, football players and racers and people that are in the service who develop these sorts of problems. But do you offer a clue, not necessarily just to the conversation, but to how people get this problem? Because it is something that actually, when you dig deeply into it, there are ways of preventing you and people in your family from getting Alzheimer's and dementia.
There are a lot of studies that show that if you exercise during your life, you eat properly, you don't get diabetes, you have a much lower chance of getting some kind of Alzheimer's or some other kind of dementia. There's a big correlation that they found between diabetes and dementia, but of course there's a correlation between not exercising and not eating properly and then getting diabetes. So June is Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, and June is coming up tomorrow. So that's why I wanted to talk about this. So the example I use in our book is a woman whose mom decided she had been a World War II fighter pilot. And instead of arguing about it, once their mom said she was getting the Medal of Honor from the military, this woman went and got a plastic medal, wrote up a certificate from the military, and presented it to her mother at her birthday party in a restaurant. And everyone in the restaurant caught on and stood up and applauded her. And that's how they made her mother's last year of life a lot more pleasant for her and for everyone around her.
Did the mother remember the things that were done to pay tribute to her, at least? Was that recognizable, or was it a new conversation every time it was brought up?
She knew it for a little while, and who knows, maybe there's some kind of afterglow that stays even when the specific memory is gone.
Yep. Amy Newmark, you can go to chickensoup.com, Twitter at Amy Newmark. Apple's podcast is itunes.apple.com, Soup for the Soul. It's 59 after here in Good Day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.